The first job that I took through supported employment was a teaching job where I was going to be instructing school-age children in arts and crafts for a summer camp program. And I was really excited about it. Initially, I took that summer camp job, you know, thinking this is not a permanent job. It's a seasonal position and I'm not married to it. So if I don't like it, then I can just decide I'm not going to do it. And again, you know, the ambivalence just hung on for a long time. Even after I was already engaged in this process, I was already enrolled in supported employment services, had already even been placed in a job, and was still kind of not sure if this was a good idea. And there's one day that sticks out and is burned in my mind forever. It was one day when we had a field trip that was canceled. So normally in my classroom I would have, as I said, somewhere between 20 to 22 children. Well, that day they had to sort of double and triple up the groups because the field trip was canceled, and I had an enormous class. We had to move down into the gym because we couldn't even fit in the classroom anymore, and it was chaotic. I had newspaper strips glued to my shirt and paint in my hair, and, you know, just 12 six-year-olds saying, "Miss Nicole, Miss Nicole," and I started to shake, and I can recognize, oh no, here it comes, you know, this is a panic attack. I was looking around the room for another adult, and there weren't any. So I knew that I was going to have to at least stick it out for the rest of this class before I could go to, you know, my supervisor and say, "I quit. I can't do this. You're going to have to take over for my classes. I'm going home." And I really had made that decision that that's what I was going to do at the end of that class. And, you know, having combined all the groups together, we had different age groups in there. So then I had to tailor the lesson plan to all of these different age groups and skill levels because, you know, the 12-year-olds weren't as engaged and as challenged by a simple project as the 5-year-olds were. So I was altering things and just trying to think on my feet really quickly, you know, because it was kind of like just on the fly art projects. I had this little guy come up to me, and I think he must just been old enough to get into kindergarten. And I'll never forget him. His name was Darius, and he looked up at me with those big saucer blue eyes, you know, and he was enraptured. And he said, "Miss Nicole, where did you learn how to do all these cool things?" And I told him that I had studied art and I have a degree in art, and there were books at the library with different projects in them. And, you know, I was just kind of trying to pat him on the head so I could get into my supervisor's office and tell him I need to get out of here. And he looked up at me and he said, "Miss Nicole, I want to be an art teacher when I grow up just like you." All of this time I've been thinking about what work means for me and what it does for me, and how hard it is for me, and me. And I never really stopped to think that work could be something that is meaningful for someone else. And he touched me, you know, in a way that I don't think anyone ever has. And I did go into my supervisor's office, but I asked if I could just have a 5-minute break in my car. And I came back in there because I knew that when that summer was over, I was going to look for another job, because that was the feeling that I had been missing for all of these years.